Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, February 10th. Holy cow, it has just been flying by. I've got a, this is like the only week that we actually are here in studio, and then we are off and running next week in Jamestown for one day. Another, actually, couple of days, we'll be up at the ice show at the Alaris Center, Wednesday and Thursday. And then the week after that, we're off to San Antonio to eat barbecue. No, we're going there to eat. No, Commodity Classic. That's what it is. Looking forward to that. Mick and I will be boarding the plane, Darren as well, and then I'll be taking some time off and staying in Texas, as long as they'll let me stay down there. But we got a lot of things happening around our region and a lot of things we wanted to talk about, and one of those towards the top of the list is time to think about Giving Hearts Day. Yes, it is that time of year again where they raise not only thousands of dollars but millions of dollars for some 500-plus different charities. I don't know what the number was this year, but a lot of great charities, including our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. And to find out more about what's happening there, we get to talk to Megan Hansen. Megan, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to talk about Giving Hearts Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And the actually early giving is open now. So if you're listening, you don't have to wait till February 12th. That is something a little different, although I think they were early last year, maybe the last couple of years. But, man, it is such a big deal. And I'm still trying to find exactly, I know that you're up here, and it is the foundation. And I so do you have to type in the whole thing, North Dakota? I was asking you that before, but I ended up having to get on the air here. Or can I just type in the foundation? What is the
we'll
number?
Have to search up the North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. And if you're looking for our numbers, as they mark each charity by a different number, we are number 1172 for Giving Hearts Day.
Well, that is good to know. So as we move along here, and you're going to save us a little time because we want folks, maybe they're driving right now or whatever the reason happens to be. But this can't be the first year you guys have been a part of Giving Hearts Day, I'm guessing, Megan.
Oh, no. We've been a part of Giving Hearts Day for years now, way before I was a part of the Farm Bureau and everything, but I've been here for about 5 years, and we've been doing it every year since.
Okay. So give us the rundown. Obviously, you guys do great work, and there's a big paragraph or two in there, but a lot of it has to do, I'm assuming, with teaching kids and teaching families about agriculture and where their food comes from. But what are you raising money for in the end, just to try and help with the mission of the foundation?
Yes. So the NDFB Foundation originally started in 2002, and ever since then, we've been very big on giving scholarships to both students and teachers who are furthering their education in agriculture, and so that's one of our big things. But we also support many, many programs across the state that where we actually go into the schools and we teach kids where their food comes from, both with our Food, Land, and People program as well as our special assignment pizza, where we teach kids where the dough from their pizza comes from wheat, their pepperoni comes from pigs,
yeah,
and all those kind of things. Cheese comes from their cows. And so we're really big on teaching kids where their food comes from while also helping kids and teachers as they move forward in life and they're wanting to pursue their further education in agriculture.
Well, I did get to your page. So again, you're going to want to spell out, unless you use the number, but North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. And you've got different ways. If you've never been under the Giving Hearts website before, it's really easy to donate. And you can donate $5 or $25 or whatever you would like to do, but again, the money, any one of the charities for that matter, is towards a great cause. But obviously, want you know to consider giving to the North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. Now, is there a goal in the end of this, Megan, that you guys are a dollar amount you guys are trying to raise this year?
Yes, so we have a match this year with the Dakota Access Pipeline that we're partnering with. And so right now our goal is about $10,000 that we try to do every year on Giving Hearts Day because it is the number one giving day in North Dakota, which is really nice.
Oh, fantastic. And again, fair portion that goes to scholarships, right? It's not like you guys are building a giant combine or anything, you know.
No, it all goes towards scholarships and furthering our education and trying to push people to really help learn more about agriculture and where it connects with their daily lives.
Absolutely. So you can go up there, and again, if you donate $5, that gets doubled to $10. If you give $10, exactly, it gets doubled to $20. And is this the same goal as you guys had last year, or is it higher than last year?
It's higher than last year, actually. Okay. Last year, our goal was $6,000, and we actually were able to hit that, which we were super happy about. Fantastic. And so we've been trying to keep growing that as much as we can.
So I know that because it's early, there is no number on there yet, but once this hits on February 12th, that is the original, the main Giving Hearts Day, and there is a running total on there. Do you know how many charities in general they accepted this year? I in the past thought it was around 500, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's 1,000 now.
It is, actually. I think they rose it to 1,000 last year.
Really?
And so they have 1,000 different businesses between North Dakota and Minnesota.
So I'm assuming this is tax deductible too. I mean, not to make you like a tax agent or anything, but it is a charitable contribution. So you can write it off and you can double it up at the same time. I mean, what better way to put your favorite charity?
And all for a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the crazy things that if you've watched it, and I mentioned it at the very beginning, they're not just raising thousands of dollars, they're raising millions of dollars. I don't know what the final total was last year. I think they raised like $30 million last year. Did they not? Was it something?
I believe
crazy?
You're correct.
It was somewhere.
It was a pretty high
range.
Number.
They were just good. It was like $1 million an hour at one time. So you know, it's. I always think about all the different charities, and sometimes they really struggle.
$31 million was donated last year.
You could buy a lottery ticket. I was pretty darn close. I guess. I just remember. I was just amazed. Like, holy cats, that is quite a bit. But I think a lot of people just wait for this one day to give, right? Because then you can cover so many different things.
Yes, I know. With that $31 million raised, only 40,000 donors were from that.
Really?
Which is huge.
Okay, so the money again, you guys are looking for 10,000. Do you guys actually, and then it would double to 20, right? So that would be the number.
Yeah.
And then you guys just have this all, do you get it right away, the money, or does it come over a period of time, or how does it work? Not that I need to know exactly how it works for you, but
right after Giving Hearts Day is when that money is released to the foundation, and then we're able to be able to plan that. And our goal is to hopefully be able to add more scholarships this year too as well.
So there is a couple of the things that you can do if you don't maybe have a lot of money right now. I noticed that you can actually donate gift cards. Is that right? Do you know much about that program?
Yes. So that one's through Giving Hearts Day themselves. And so you can pledge a gift card that you have already, and that will go towards the Giving Hearts Day funds as well. I'm not super sure how exactly that works, but I know another way people can give if they don't have the monetary ability is they also have across Fargo, at least I know for sure, there is many different food bank charities that are raising funds and both funds and food, non-perishable items that you can bring into their offices, and then that will be also going towards a Giving Hearts Day donation, which is really nice.
It's crazy. I'm just looking at the different ways, and one of them you can just donate new and used goods, which I think maybe you touched on there. Volunteering, can you also, it looks like you guys do have this tab up on your page, can you volunteer as well if you want to for different things?
If anybody wanted to volunteer, whether it be on Giving Hearts Day or any time before that, as well as even if you just are looking for next year, we would love to have any volunteers that are interested, even just when it comes to calling members and people trying to get those donations and everything. But also we have lots of different ways that you can volunteer within the Farm Bureau too.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, you guys also do like materials for teachers, right? That they get to teach the kids. I think you generically mentioned it at the very beginning, but I wanted to make sure you guys were still doing. What do they get in general? Do they get like books, or what do you put in the classroom?
So we, depending on what program they're working with, our special assignment pizza will actually send in materials that the teacher can use themselves, or they can have us come in and teach the students about where their food comes from with those. But then we also include different coloring activities that are ag-related, teaching opportunities with like lesson plans that are more ag focused and everything that students or teachers can bring into their students. And so we've had a lot of really great success with that, while we also send teachers to yearly conferences that they go and they earn their continuing education credits while also getting to learn more about agriculture and how they can bring that back to their more, if they're in a larger school or anything and they don't have as much reach or access to agriculture.
Perfect. Visiting with Megan Hansen, North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation. We're talking about Giving Hearts Day, which is February 12th, the main full 24-hour period. But you can actually make a donation now. Just go to givingheartsday.org and search them out, typing in the full words, North Dakota Farm Bureau. Or the ID number is what again?
1172.
There you go. And then right at the top, just press donate, and it's pretty easy peasy. Okay, before we let you go, I've been gabbing 100 miles an hour here. Was there anything that I should have asked you about that I didn't?
Nope, we just ask that everybody come check out the North Dakota Farm Bureau Foundation for Giving Hearts Day, whether they want to give early or they want to give the day of Giving Hearts Day.
Perfect. Megan, thank you so much for the work that you guys do. Appreciate it. I hope you guys raise lots of money. The goal is $20,000, but $10,000. If you hit that, you're going to get $20,000 because it's doubled. So there you go. All right, Megan, thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break.